I almost broke my arm trying to jump off our garage roof with a blanket. It didn't work nearly as well as I had planned it.
Right.
But that's where that seed started for me.
So that was your first introduction to gravity.
It was, the hard way. You know, you think in your mind, you know what some things are going to be like. And I have thought about what it would be like to jump out of an airplane almost my entire life up to that point. And it was not anything like I thought it would be. The first time wasn't so bad. The subsequent jumps were more terrifying because I knew what to expect. And anyone who's done it and tells you that they're not scared every single time they step out the door of that airplane is lying. But it was a rush like nothing I had ever felt before in my life. It was better than sex. Our company executive officer, when I was at Fort Bragg, he had a magic eight ball on his desk. And before every jump, the entire company would file past his desk and shake the magic eight ball. Am I going to burn in on this jump? And it would say yes every time. It was broken on yes. And no one never did. Every time we jumped, very superstitious, very regimented, we did it every time.
Did it ever say no?
It did say no. To me.
Okay.
Once.
Can you tell me about that jump?
This is a night jump. I got to the door. I jumped. Everything was good. I counted to 4,000. My chute opened. I checked everything over. Everything is good. I'm looking around. It was a nice moonlit night. I could see other jumpers. I'm enjoying the ride. And then I noticed I was falling faster than everybody else. That doesn't make sense because I'm a small guy. I weighed 130 pounds. Even with gear, I could be the first man out the door of a plane and I would be the last one to hit the ground. I looked up at my chute and it had partially collapsed into a half cigarette roll.
Mm-hmm.
This is very serious. I was losing altitude very quickly and the ground was coming up extremely fast. I have no recollection of actually hitting the ground, but I do remember a terrible crack. It was probably when my skull was fractured, when it hit the inside of my helmet as I hit the ground. From that, I have a traumatic brain injury. I was unconscious when I woke up. I couldn't see or move. I was partially paralyzed. The recovery process has been very difficult. When I got out of the Army, I was in a bad place. My whole identity up to that point in my life had been, I'm going to be a soldier or I am a soldier, and that's going to be my career until I retire. And that was taken away from me. Not someone's fault. I don't blame the Army. It just happened. The strength that I draw in my life is from my wife, Jessica, my son, Steven. She is an amazing woman.
As you know, this interview could be kept in the Library of Congress. Let's say somewhere down the line, Steven's grandkids want to see what crazy old Pap was really like. What would you tell them?
In my life, in the life I have shared with my wife up to this point, we have had so many trials together early in our lives. Continue to fight. Continue to give every day the best that you can in that day, because things will get better.
If you could talk to me, what news would you bring? of voices in the sky. Voices in the sky. Voices in the sky.